Sure.
And we're doing the market stabilization account as of June 30th, 2013. Should be item number 11 in your packet. We also have the previous period of December 31st, 2012 for comparison. We are reporting the MSA a little later than usual as a result of our accounting 6:30 soft close being postponed due as a result of Do It Downtown being delayed with their member subledger information. This created for us in accounting a delay in reporting our reserves or interest to the reserves. We also took this opportunity to complete the backlog of funding on the accounting side with the CPAS transition from our subledger, with the exception of a 6-month period. This did not impact Sisera's funding status, but it brought the actual retiree reserve accounts up to date with interest credited, and it was about $35 million, and it did impact our contra tracking account, and I'll explain that to you in a few minutes.
Could you repeat that last sentence? It did impact our what?
Our contra tracking account, and I'll explain that when we talk about.
And would you define contra attracting again, because there's contra tracking?
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Kurt. Sorry, I have you here. As with the last two reporting periods, so if you look at the MSA report, as with the last two reporting periods of December 2012 and June of 2012, we're reporting positive numbers for June of 2013, and that's just the line item above the subtotal. The MSA is the deferred return developed by the smoothing of realized and unrealized gains and losses based on a 5-year period. So what's actually being smoothed is the amount that's either above or below our actuarial assumed rate of 3.875, which is our 7.75 interest assumption divided by 2 for the 6-month period. So for June of 2013, we are actually smoothing earnings above the 3.875 because Sisera earned 5%. So for instance, had we just met our interest assumption of just 3.875, we would be reporting zeros for this reporting period.
Can I ask a question? Is there a way to provide a bit of a Reader's Digest narrative to accompany this, like, and with a symbols legend? I mean, I'm being a little flip, but what I mean is, I can look at this, I can read this just as well as anybody, and have no real understanding of what it means at all.
Just like everybody else.
So I guess the question is there a way to make it a little more reader-friendly to the uninitiated, or even to the initiated? Because it's not self-evident to me what this means.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm perplexed. So I was thinking if there was a cover memo or a sort of a this is the Reader's Digest Golden Book version, that would be helpful.
You know what? I have a copy of the memo that we put together. I don't know, 6 months ago,
I think a year ago.
Or a year ago on the contra tracking account.
No, because I wasn't on the board a year ago.
Okay, well, we'll make sure to give you a copy of that. That will be very helpful.
Why don't you send it out to everyone?
Well, but what I guess what I'm suggesting is if we're going to have a report, present it, I don't know why we could either resupply that memo if that's critical background information, or a cover memo to kind of just to give a little bit of a little overview, orient the reader, because otherwise this is just a slip sheet in a report that I don't understand.
Yeah,
and I think it should be a part of the agenda package every time we do this.
That's what they gave us, yeah.
Because, you know, this is a public document, and the public looking at any agenda of Sisera ought to be able to look at this and know what a market, or at least some Reader's Digest version of what is a market stabilization account.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll put something together.
I think this is something that we also have the actuaries coming in on January 22nd, and there are a few issues that Vicki is going to discuss here that we would also like the actuaries to discuss and educate the board on January 22nd. Do you want me to hit it right now? One of them is this, to go over a general The other one is interest crediting, and I think, are you going to?
Why don't I talk about that,
okay,
and then
okay,
you can bring it up.
Sure.
So, I'm sorry, are you saying, Marilyn, that the actuaries are going to do their slideshow on the summary?
We're talking about the funding policy, and this definitely is a part of that, and it builds into it. So we have, Kurt's talked to the actuaries about adding more information on this, too, as an educational.
And I have a question about that memo that you did a year ago. Did you explain the contra-tracking account in that? Or just this stabilization?
That was the contra-tracking account. The memo she's talking about was the contra-tracking account. The smoothing, okay, the market stabilization account is the actuarial smoothing, which is explained in the valuation report. The actual valuation, and Siegel explains it when they discuss the funding policy, and they'll go over that on the 22nd. Okay. The contra-tracking account doesn't get explained quite so thoroughly and regularly, which is why we did the memo.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If you look at the previous report, December 31st, 2012, MSA, to the current report that we're showing, the MSA's improved from $157 million to $282 million, and that's that first column, the remaining amount, the total there. If we have a gain or meet our interest assumption for December 31st, 2012, or 13, excuse me, this will continue to get better.
Right.
The
better means a bigger black number?
Black number.
Yes.
Just to be sure?
Yes.
Okay.
That's good. Your Reader's Digest version.
I think so, based on
red numbers are not good.
Condition.
Black numbers are better.
They're better, right.
It's true.
The contingency balances reflected in the small box still remain at zero because of the negative amounts in our MSA and contra tracking accounts. The numbers to the right of that are just memo amounts to show you what our contingency reserves would be per our interest crediting and excess earnings policy had we had excess earnings. And then we have our contra tracking account of $1.8 billion, and that is the amount that is credited to the interest that has not been paid out of current or excess earnings. So in other words, the contra tracking account is just keeping track of the shortfall of actual interest earned and credited, and that memo goes into it a little more. So you're probably wondering why, with positive MSA numbers for this period, why our contra tracking account continued to become a larger negative number. And there's several reasons for that in this 6-month period. One is we took a $67 million loss, recognized loss, and I'll try to explain that to you. If you look at the December 31st MSA report, if you look at the column of 2013, you'll see that there's a net of $3 million. But in actuality, the deferred amounts are being applied on a semi-annual basis. So that large number for December 8, that $132 million that you see, we're actually recognizing that in this period, January through June of 2013. Then there's some offsets from the other periods. So if you were to break out that column into two semi-annual periods, for January through June of 2013, it's about $67 million loss. For the second half of 2013, it's actually a $64 million gain. So the net of that is the $3 million that you're seeing. So that's one reason. The second reason, we did have $63 million in investment gains for January through June. However, only 10% is recognized immediately because of our smoothing method. Third, another thing impacting our contra tracking account and going in this direction is that our excess reserves are $1.5 billion higher than our net assets, and consequently we have to credit about $61 million of additional interest as part of the under interest pool. And then lastly was the completion of the funding that we did, the backlog of funding, and that was $35 million that we booked for this period. So all of those situations impacted our contra tracking account increasing. We expect, however, for December 31st, 2013, to see a swing in the other direction. Not by much, maybe about $15 million, because of market conditions were good in the second half of the year. We're not going to be recognizing the $67 million loss you'll see for the current MSA report. For 2013, you see about $71 million there in gains. So we hope to see that next time we report on the MSA.
Let me ask you this question. If we had accumulated the interest as if nothing had gone wrong and there was no contra, the contra would be at zero. That 1.8 would be added to our current $6.5 billion, and we would have a total fund of somewhere in the neighborhood of $8.3 billion. Would that be true?
No.
Why not?
Oh, if we'd actually earn that interest?
Yes. Say we earned the interest.
Yes. If we actually earn the interest, then our market, our assets would equal our reserves, which are like 7.8.
I thought we're somewhere around $6.5 billion. So,
no, but our reserves are much higher because we're crediting interest at the actual.
Holy moly!
This isn't it.
That's the second.
So, where would we be if we had?
Our reserves at 6/30/2013 are $7.5 billion. That's what you get when you take our assets and credit the actuarial rate.
So we'd be 9.3, somewhere around
7.46. Our market value is only 5.9.
You and I have to get together later then, because I would be taking too much time right now.
I think you're confusing the unfunded liability with this contra thing.
Yeah, maybe I am.
Which I think goes to a bigger issue, which is even I don't completely, after 2.5 years, completely understand. I think I have a better understanding than I did 2.5 years ago, but I would really love to see us do another session, particularly we have, you know, new members here that haven't seen any of this. And this time I'd like to devote more time to it than we did in the past and walk through the connection between market stabilization, contra tracking, and the real meaning of all of these things.
The funded liability.
I certainly have not thought this through, but part of the reason this is as confusing as it is we talk about years across the horizontal, and we talk about six-month periods going up the vertical, and it automatically confuses it substantially. Have you given any thought to only using years on the vertical side so that we've got 2012, 2013, 2014 as opposed to six-month components? The purpose is not to actually do it, which is what you're doing. The purpose is to make it understandable to the board that needs to understand what it is that's happening and how it applies. Is that something you've given any thought to?
There'd be a six-month delay from the June 30th to the December 31st, though, because if you're holding off on reporting anything on the June closing.
Our solution for that was to actually show, and I have it here, to show on the horizontal.
Well, and that'd be the other, the other way is the horizontal shows it at six-month increments as well, so that you don't attempt to combine the two.
Yeah. That definitely caused some confusion this time.
Okay, but neither Kurt nor Vicki created this form.
No.
And it was really created by the actuary, and so it's a great discussion, but I think we need to rope him in as to why, you know, he didn't think linear thinking was correct. Isn't that what you were talking about?
Linear doesn't work so well when you have different.
Well, but it really, it was created, and it is unique, and I think Paul Angelo is the best person to attempt to explain what it is. I think he created it, actually.
He did when he created the smoothing.
Yeah.
No, smoothing was universal.
Rusty? One confusing thing that we can blame Paul for is if you look at the new market stabilization account, the current one, that shows these deferred gains, what they are, $70 million to be recognized in 2013, $101 million, all of those. Those are not going to reduce the contra tracking account by those amounts.
Right.
because we have another loss coming into the contra tracking account that we're crediting interest on this money we don't have. It doesn't come from anywhere. So we have an extra $60 million loss every 6 months, just crediting interest on reserve money that we don't have.
But not an actuarial loss as far as funding status.
Right.
It's going to show, it's going to reduce the contra tracking account. So this brings up a whole other issue that I think we should have further discussions with Paul Angelo and legal at the January meeting. Currently, we credit interest to employer reserves and active member accounts, all member accounts, at the assumed rate. Where else can people get 7.25% on their accounts? The beneficiaries of that are really the ones who leave and take their money out. And they get, now there are other systems in the state that do it this way. Others do CD rate, others do T-bill rates. We've looked at that. But I think it really is time to look at that, and we start with the conversations with Paul Angelo at the next meeting. Because that is one way to actually bring the contra tracking account balance down. And because it's a defined benefit plan, the amount that most employees, the majority, get on their accounts really doesn't matter as far as their retirement benefit.
It's only people pulling money out.
Only the terminators. It also affects those who want to purchase service.
Okay.
Because we do apply interest to contributions that way, too.
Richard? Yeah, if you're going to walk down that path and even talk about changing it, it's a big, big conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it requires more than, like, we'll squeeze it into the next agenda. Really, really a big thing. There are all sorts of variations about how people credit. I even believe that there's some funds that credit what the actual earnings are. They credit whatever the actual is. So I think it is a very, very big thing. And quite, if you were going to go down, I think it's worthy of a special meeting. It is that big of a deal if you're going to change or even consider changing how reserve accounts are credited. And there are definitely options because other people are doing different things. So it is certainly something that people could decide to do, but you got to have in-depth on it. It's not a casual moment, and it's one of those things, once you do it, you just can't say the next year, oh, that wasn't a good idea, let's change. It's really a big deal. And there are other ways, or other funds do it differently, and they have survived this long, or, you know what I mean? I don't think there's a so-called right or wrong way, but it's, I think it would just be really wrong.
Well, if you go to actual, what do you do with losses?
Well, that's part of the whole discussion, but I'm just saying, to say we can talk about this on the 22nd, I just think it's big. It's big and in depth, and it needs to be given a lot of thought, and people need to have all the perspectives that are out there.
What method does PERS use?
I'm unaware of that.
They don't have a contra. They smooth 15 years though. Remember, they're taking all the flack about that, and they have taken a lot of flack about that. I think there's one other county that might have a contra account.
No, there's many.
There's several, yeah.
That have a contra account? I thought San Bernardino.
Everybody that Siegel is actuary for has a contra.
San Bernardino.
I mean, one interesting thing that San Bernardino does that's different from us, okay? We have the contra tracking account mixed in with our reserves, and we're crediting our reserves. They're keeping track of their accumulative losses outside of their reserves. So they don't have this issue where they need to credit interest the money they don't have. So it's a different way to track the cumulative reserves that might be worth looking at.
Rusty, I'm sorry.
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
It is a huge subject.
Huge.
That's all?
That's
all you had? Okay. Any other questions?
If we had more discussion on what we want to do in the future than what the dollars are, but that's fine.
Any other questions on this? Thank you, Vicki. Thank you, Kurt.
Well, did we resolve? Are we going to have a special kind of meeting or workshop? to have a conversation? Are you going to talk with Paul first about how he wants to structure this?
I don't want to just drop it. They are coming on the 22nd, so I think we start with a teeny bit of more information there and then go towards a special.
That's fine, as long as it doesn't get dropped.
Okay.
We get this in 6 months in.
Item 13, consider and take possible action on staff recommendation regarding the IRS letter of determination. Karen, your baby.